Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Life Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Brandon Dawson. Brandon, are you ready to do this?
I am. Thank you for having me on your show.
Excited to have you on. Let's go. Brandon is a co-founder and CEO of Cardone Ventures, which he started with Grant Cardone. He's the creator of the 10X Growth Conferences. He's an entrepreneur, coach, speaker, and a problem solver. Brandon, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me on your show. So I partnered with Grant Cardone about 42 months ago, my wife and I did, and to launch Cardone Ventures. We're a services and educational organization for helping small to mid-sized business owners that range between a million and 100 million 10x their business. So we have businesses we work with that range between, like I said, 1 million up to several hundred million dollars of size. And my expertise, I sold my previous business to partnering with Grant in 2016 for 77 times EBITDA, $151 million. It was one of the highest values ever paid for a private company. And then we took a billion-dollar public company from $1 billion to $4.5 billion in 36 months. And then I took all my IP and all the programs I've developed over the last 25 years and partnered with Grant, and we've deployed it into the 10X community.
Amazing. So 42 months, is that just the way that that your brain counts?
I count by month, yeah, how long I've been in business. So think about this. My expertise in building businesses without needing money, it's through collaboration, through revenue share agreements. It's by having extreme discipline across the 10 elements you need to have a successful business. And we started this business 42 months ago. And in 42 months, we've done $130 million of revenue. So you know, I like to count every single month. Last month, we did $10 million. The same month last year was $4 million. And the month before that was $1 million. The year before. So I track everything based on trajectory and month over month growth, because that's how we teach business owners to do it.
I love it. So congratulations on all the success. And I mean, the 10X conferences have, at least from my perspective, become just ubiquitous. They're everywhere. How many folks have gone through? How many lives have you impacted?
Yeah, well, you know, that was something that I was very fortunate. It's one of the reasons I partnered with Grant Cardone. He is the founder of the 10X movement for the last, you know, 10 years. He's been doing growth conferences since 2015. And the thing is to check him out and do my due diligence, he was touting that he was going to get 35,000 people in Marlins Stadium in 2019 on Super Bowl weekend. I called bullshit. My wife and I flew out to see if this thing was real or not, and we were absolutely blown away to share that stadium with 35,000 people. What a remarkable event. And since then, we've been doing growth cons since I partnered with Grant. We have anywhere from 35,000 down to, after COVID hit, with our smallest, I think, was 4,000 or 5,000. We have our growth conference coming up in February in Las Vegas this coming year in 2023. And we'll have somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 people there. And so we love those growth conferences. And we also run several 10X business boot camps every quarter as well.
Awesome. So when you look out at the landscape, what do you see as the problem that you're trying to solve, or that you are solving?
Well, 97.5% of all businesses under $100 million go out of business within 10 years. Two-thirds of those $100 million under 100 million, 31 million businesses under 100 million will go out of business in the first 5 years. And what we're doing is I've got 20 years of research and development and automation and programs and leadership programs and things I've developed with my mentors, tested throughout thousands of businesses. We now manage a portfolio in just 42 months of over a billion, 1.3 billion of businesses. The problem we solve is helping business owners avoid the catastrophic events that cause businesses to go out of business, and in fact, create massive value faster by understanding the most important elements of growing and scaling a business and understanding people, most importantly.
Which do you like better? Do you like helping people avoid the problems or do the proactive work?
Well, I like to see the results of intentional creation. You know, people ask me a lot about law of attraction. Law of attraction is real, but it comes from law of action, which then comes from law of intention. And most of these business owners don't have an intention. They're just drifting. They're just trying to be better, trying to do bigger, trying to make more money. But that's not an intention. That's hoping that something or some external thing will help them. So I love setting targets and accomplishing results and impacting lives. You know, John Maxwell, who's one of my top mentors, you know, he says true leadership is making other people's success easy and being an example to them. So I'm on a mission to help 1 million business owners impact their personal, professional, financial life through the business, and understanding most of my businesses get to be bigger businesses. That's 100 million people working with those business owners. So we have a huge mission here. We love it. And we pursue it every single day.
I think that's awesome. So most are drifting. They lack the intention. Do you find that that's just because they don't know what they ought to be thinking about or focused on, or they're just so busy working in the business that they can't step back? A little bit of both.
Yeah, well, you got to remember, and this goes back to Michael Gerber's E-Myth. For 40 years, he's been right. I mean, most people started their business because of what they didn't want. They didn't want a boss, didn't want to be told what to do, didn't want to be held accountable. And so a lot of those business owners think that people are like them. So what they do is they hire people and treat them the way they wanted to be treated. And it's just not, you cannot build a successful organization avoiding and ignoring your people, hoping that they're going to figure it out. So novice business owners have to go through those cycles until they get frustrated enough that they realize, I'm going to hire people, hold them accountable, make sure they do their job. And if they're not, I'm going to remove them and bring somebody else in. And if you look at, statistically speaking, you've got 2% of the businesses under $100 million. So you got 31.5 million businesses, less than 2% have greater than 12 employees. So if you think about it, 98% of all businesses under 100 million have less than 12 employees. 25 million of those business owners work by themselves. So I think it's they're good people with most of the time, they have the right intentions. They want to do something bigger, better, more impactfully. But if you look at the top three reasons they say they fail is no demand for product or service, can't find any good people, and can't get access to financing. The truth is if you, the business owner, can't create demand for your product or service, you shouldn't really expect anybody else underneath you to be able to do it. And you certainly shouldn't expect people to give you money.
Right. What are... As you look at the people that you're serving and your personal gifts and abilities and the self-discipline that you've either been born with and or curated and developed, what are some of those characteristics that you have to be successful in business these days?
Yeah, great question. I don't think you're born with all this. I think it evolves over time based on your own personal resilience and determination to be better tomorrow than you were today. And the ability to be honest with yourself about where you're the one that screwed everything up and be willing to fix that and change it in the next iteration of yourself. So I live and die by 6 core values. And I believe that in every conversation, I believe in every engagement, I need to somehow exemplify these 6 core values. And it's the only thing I can own is me. You can't control or own anybody else. So being the best version of yourself allows other people around you to be the best version of themselves. And so my 6 core values are inspiration, discipline, accountability, transparency, alignment, and results. And if you have those 6 things and you try to embrace them and incorporate them in all you do, and then just have the resilience to try to be the best version of yourself. And when you screw up, going and showing people that you have the ability to have humility and apologize and then get it back on track, because you will become and you will surround yourself with the way you are. Law of mirror, Maxwell talked. When you look in the mirror in your business and there's things you don't like, it's a direct reflection of what you're projecting into it. So if you want the outer aspects of your life to change, you have to first change the inner aspects of your life, and you can't be a victim of circumstance. So you just got to, like, for me, I live by that. I teach it, and I see people that embrace that flourish because they lose the excuse and they move to the success.
I love it. I think those are incredible. How do you make decisions about things? How do you decide what to spend your resources on?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Yeah, so low-hanging fruit, you create enough probabilities, enough possibilities, enough conversations, you can see which conversations are attracted in. You know, I have a saying, real money doesn't flow to people with big fancy degrees. Real money doesn't flow to great salespeople. Real money flows to problem solvers. And to the extent you use your education and to the extent you use your people skills to communicate with people, you can solve bigger problems. And when you solve bigger problems, you create bigger rewards for everybody. So when you ask, like for me, it's really about what's the biggest problem I can solve that has the largest yield for the most amount of people. And if I can find it and solve that problem, then I can promote it and get more people that want that problem solved for them. So I go to talk tracks of all the different areas we help business owners grow and scale and create massive value personally, professionally, financially. There's 10 elements to run a business. And I just promote the 10 elements. And then somebody who's struggling with one of them then raises their hand, they're willing to engage us. And then I gauge the competency, the true desire for that business owner to change. And I'll just gravitate to people that want the biggest change. They're willing to change themselves and we can create the biggest impact together. If you only have one thing you're talking about, it really limits your ability to have people self-select into what you offer.
Have you always known that? How long did it
take
you to
figure that? Look, I had the privilege of, you know, I didn't go to college. I sucked at high school. The only reason I even passed was to get so I could play sports. And then I moved immediately from Corvallis, Oregon, where I was picking up walnuts, working as a dishwasher, being told that you're going to be least likely to succeed. Horrible as a student. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and got an outside sales job and traveled around and knocked on doors and called on professionals and really honed in my skills. And at 25, I was making a lot of money. I had two little kids and a wife and decided to quit my job and become an entrepreneur. And I just, you know, I grinded. I made 100 presentations to be told to pound sand 99 times, right? And then that just continued on. And then I tried to raise my first million and I was told no 132 times. And I just kept pushing and pushing until I broke through. And then all of a sudden at 29 years old, I've got a public company ringing the bell on the American Stock Exchange, 132 deals under my belt, raising hundreds of millions of dollars of capital and playing in a league. And I stopped listening to mentors, stopped finding new mentors, and I got busy being busy, which cost me my job and cost me my net worth. And so I realized that there had to be a better way to do it. And most of the formulations I have today are multiple iterations of my failures, looking for mentors, solving those problems in real life, having the success, and then teaching others how to do it, and then tracking their success. I don't think any of this, I don't think anybody was just born with the gift to be successful. I think that takes so much work, so much determination, so much passion, and the ability to risk losing other things in your life, like family and friends and people that don't necessarily want to see you succeed or they want to call you back to mediocrity. You just have to have that resilience. And so what you see today and what you're hearing today is the compounded effect of many of failures being proved out in the marketplace, impacting thousands of lives and creating an enormous amount of wealth for me and for the people I get to work with and have the pleasure to serve. And so the more you do, the faster you're able to communicate it.
I love it. What do you think about luck?
I don't think, I mean, sure, you can get lucky, but most people that get luck still screw it up. Look at how many people win the lotteries and piss it all away. So, you know, I've been with people that have got lucky. Something happened and they got lucky. I think luck is always something I appreciate, but I really appreciate intentionality, hard work, determination, and the grit and grind of being so intentional about trying to make your goals and dreams happen. But you know where the luck comes in is when you're so intentional and you evolve and develop yourself, the people you work with, the people you communicate with, how you communicate, the things that you commit to doing and then doing. Like, luck follows a whole lot of other principles. And we all get lucky on occasion. Some get bad luck, some get good luck. But I'm not going to rely on luck for anything to happen for me. I'm going to rely on an overt determination to create impact.
Amen. What do you think about the whole, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with?
No, 100%. You know, what happened to me is I had my mentors when I in my 20s, and they were all people that were like $50 million. And I really looked at that. I was like, man, one day if I could get to $50 million, and I did everything they said to do. But then all of a sudden I found myself beyond being worth $50 million. And I stopped looking for the people that were $300 million or $500 million. And so I kind of got lost. And so, you know, what I'll tell you is the more intentional you are about the things you want to accomplish in your life, and the more intentional you are about gravitating to the people who are a living, breathing example. And I found through experience, and then by partnering with Grant Cardone, it's just entirely changed and accelerated my perspective. So this is one of the intentions. When we went to that GrowthCon conference, my wife and I, we had a goal. We wanted to build something together. We wanted to build something that complemented the 20 years of work I'd already done. We wanted to work with somebody we could enjoy, who was actively involved in building the business. We wanted to work with somebody that shared our morals and ethics and values. And then the fifth and most important thing is I wanted somebody that had at least a $350 million or greater net worth, because that was my next target. And so back when I was in my 20s, I'll never forget one of my mentors who was worth about $75 million. He said, you know, Warren Buffett was worth $10 million by the age of 27. He was worth $75 million by the age of 45 or 46. And he was worth, at 53, he was worth $350 million. Well, I hit my 20, at 28 years old, I was worth $10 million. The problem was at 31 years old, I was back down to only being worth $250,000. So I had it, then I lost it. But by the time I got to be 46 years old, I was worth $75 million. So I rebuilt, learned from my mistakes, rebuilt it, and built it to $75 million. When I partnered with Grant and Elena, one of our fifth requirements was they had to have a greater net worth of $350 million so they could teach us, educate us, show us how to do it. And you will be like the five people you surround yourself with, but you don't need five people. Maybe sometimes you just need one or two great examples that are willing to teach and show you. So now, fast forward 42 months later, we revalue our companies and our investments. I'm the second largest investor in Cardone Capital. Our Cardone Ventures organization's worth hundreds of millions of dollars based on all the valuation methodologies that we have externally done. So I've hit my $350 million target in just 3 or 4 years working with Grant, versus by myself, I had no visibility on how to do it, other than continuing to do the things I was doing. So what I try to tell everybody is, the more clear you are about what you want to do, if you're a $1 million business owner, learn from a $10 or $100 million guy. Don't be talking to a bunch of your friends that are $500,000 to $1 million. If you're a $10 million business owner, don't be talking to people that are $3 million and $8 million. Don't be talking to people that are $12 million. Talk to the people that are $100 million. Like, you have to have be willing to elevate yourself up and get into the circles of the right people. And usually you got to buy your way into that by offering something, either money or exchange or something, so that you can be influenced by that. And what I found is, if you can compliment those people and offer a collaboration that they can win with you too, they'll be more incentivized to see you succeed. And that's what we teach business owners. And I just think that you will be like the people you spend your time with. So be extremely careful about who those people are and what you're learning from them.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the really exciting things about all the work that you're doing is that's essentially what you're doing is you're showing and giving the people what they need to grow their businesses and, you know, creating community around that as well and checking all the boxes. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Brandon. Where can people learn more about you and how can they get involved with the 10X Growth Conferences and everything else you're working on?
Yeah, great. So the easiest is Instagram at Brandon M. Dawson, because we're on the move. I was started in Miami this morning. I'm in Scottsdale today. I'll be in Vegas tomorrow. So we're usually posting where we're going and what we're doing and what our events are. If you're interested in any of our events, you can go either to grantcardone.com/events or cardoneventures.com/events. I would just leave this for your listeners. You know, until I realized that I had to start setting my own personal, professional, financial goals, and until I realized I had to work with other people to help them set theirs and then show them how to succeed in theirs through working with me so I could get to mine, I was doing everything hard. The real way to accelerate success is to inspire and empower other people around you and give them the gift of investing in them so they can succeed and just be smart enough to configure it so when they're winning, you're winning.
Love it. If you enjoyed as much as I did, show Brandon your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find Brandon on Instagram at Brandon M. Dawson. Link that in the notes of the show. And then go to grantcardone.com and check out the events area and make your way to some of the upcoming 10X conferences. Thanks again, Brandon.
Thank you for having me on your show.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.